Psalm 119, 166 through 68. This probably be the, I don't know, but anyway, Psalm 119, 166 through 68. Lord, I have hoped in thy salvation and done thy commandment. You know, you can talk that way to him. Listen to what the psalmist said. Lord, I have what? Hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandment. My soul has kept thy testimonies, and I love them how? Exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimony, for all my ways are before thee. What you think would happen? I will, you will, we will experience the goodness of God. Blessing will find you. Blessing will come and abide in your house. Blessing will follow you down the road and overtake you, and you will be overtaken and overwhelmed by his goodness, and you will have to pause and say, Lord, you're so good to me. Driving along, sometimes you may have to just pull over to the side of the road and have your moment. You have blessed me. Hallelujah. Because I've kept your precepts and your testimony, for they are all, for all my ways are before you. You know what I've done. I can't hide anything from you. You know what I do while I'm standing here in the presence of brothers and sisters. You know what I'm doing in the privacy of my home. You know everything. All my ways are before you. Hallelujah. And because I have kept your testimony, I have experienced your salvation. I hope for it. I had hoped for thy salvation. Now I have experienced. There was plans and plots and schemes the enemy had set up, and you just took me around it. Or you just took me right through it, and he couldn't even touch me. I didn't even know it, but you did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to do one more. God is so good. He's so good. Look what the word will do for the wicked, if he will do it. I'm going to read that one again. I want you to just look what the word will do for the wicked, if he will do what the word said. Ezekiel 18:21. Turn there with me. God is good to all. Amen. The wicked won't have to be wicked anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Isn't that something? Ezekiel's 18:21. Did you get it? Ezekiel 18:21. I'm going to read it again. Isn't that good? You know why it's good? Because one time I was wicked. And I turned from my sins. Hallelujah. How many of you can testify? I turned from my sin that I had committed and kept all of my, and I start keeping his statute and to do that which is lawful and right. And I came alive. I came alive. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I believe this is the final one. I'm going to do my best. Ezekiel 33:19. Ezekiel 33:19. You got it? Hallelujah. But if the wicked will turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. I'm alive because of Jesus. It's not what I've done. I receive what he done for me. I'm alive tonight because of Jesus, because of what he's done. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live, I live it by the faith of the Son of God, who what loved me and gave himself for me. So if anybody, I don't know if this is the right way to say it. Anybody in here tonight is wicked? Anybody listening to me on live streaming, are you wicked? You can change your way tonight. God loves you. God loves you, you, you. God loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. How he loves you and me. He gave his life so we could be free. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, ushers. Glory to God. Huh? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.